KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Nift and Jerry Evans.
And we have 88 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Very good afternoon to you. It is your Friday and final approach to your weekend. I'm Greg Neff. Before we get there, we've got some business to discuss. Our top local stories this hour. And number one, he went viral for all the wrong reasons. A Reno man wanted for animal cruelty and videos depicting the same now in custody. Coming up, the multi-state search that ended for William Olson right here in Reno. And a small brush fire that could have been much worse, now deemed an arson. Directly ahead, who the suspect is and whether he put up a fight before being taken into custody. And a strong El Nino on the way for northern Nevada. What's that mean for winter? Well, if you're looking at strong El Ninos in the past, that means typically snow. But on the way, whether the state climatologist thinks that's going to repeat this time around. These stories and more on the KKFT News at Noon. I'm Greg Neff of the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. Now with more, here's Jerry.
Thank you, Greg. Sounds like you're broadcasting live on site on this Friday. And a post on X and evidence presented in a Senate hearing, 4,000 illegal immigrants voted in Nevada. 42,000 people voted twice. Got more details on that coming up. Also, proof of nationwide socialism. And we'll relate that to property taxes and Medicare. Stay tuned for that. The expansion of Lake Link is now official across Lake Tahoe South Shore. Tahoe Forest Products gets a $50 million cash infusion to expand timber processing capabilities in Carson City. And it's a hot night in the country in Yerington. We'll get you the details. And on that particular note, watch the speed limit signs. That and more coming up, along with local sports with Greg Swope, traffic with Phil, and a couple of feature stories with John Potter. And right now, back to Greg at 12:08.
All right, and I think we are back. I believe we are. Okay, a little housekeeping here. So, all right, we're going to keep the phone on standby. But in the meantime, it's our top local story.
Stay on the phone.
Stay on phone?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to keep on going here. Again, the animal cruelty case involved a man who apparently shot videos of killing kittens, and that happened in San Francisco there. The Reno police says William Olson was tracked to his home off Stewart Street and Holcomb Avenue in downtown Reno yesterday. Police say he held up inside for quite some time, but police were able to get him out of his home. He faces a number of charges. Meantime, there's a number of charges also facing a man accused of starting the Huffaker Hills fire that Reno fire crews made sure stayed small. Thank goodness. It could have been much worse. The suspect ran from the scene shortly after RPD says he started the fire, and word is that they were contacted by a local emergency room with the suspect's description. Reno police say they were able to catch up with the suspect, and he was found inside the hospital emergency room. He did not go quietly, and he started a fight with officers. You might have seen some of the television video there that he put up quite the fight, but officers were able to subdue him and take him into custody. He faces a number of charges. Five arrested Wednesday in a gang sweep in downtown Reno. The arrested included several confirmed gang members and led to the safe recovery of a juvenile who was a runaway. RPD saw the suspects displaying gang signs. One suspect ran after a traffic stop and was taken into custody after a chase and a fight with officers. 68% containment on the Biscar fire burning in Lassen and far northwest Washoe counties. The blaze is still under 70,000 acres. No updates on evacuation orders at this time. Well, if you were in Reno, chances are pretty good you had your power out last night. It was dark, to say the least. A large-scale power outage impacted big chunks of Reno. NV Energy says it's not clear what happened here. Thousands of homes and businesses were in the dark, and many traffic lights were down. The power failure even extended to Greater Nevada Field and interrupted the Aces game there for a time. You might have seen that. Around 12,000 customers were down last night. The good news, most are back on, but there are still pockets of power failure. FM Newstalk Election Center 2026 in Nevada's quest to become the first presidential primary in the nation has come up short. South Carolina is set to remain the first Democratic presidential primary state. It comes after the state secured the recommendation of the DNC's rules and bylaws panel. Nevada, New Hampshire, and Iowa were all seeking to be the first state for 2028, but that again, not going to happen. Other news that we are following this hour, this is fun. The Flamingo Resort in Las Vegas is planning to open an immersive exhibit on Mike Tyson. The Iron Mike Tyson immersive experience is based on the former heavyweight boxing champion, something to do when you're down in Las Vegas there. Word is that Fernando Mendoza is officially a Raider. Yesterday, the team signed the rookie quarterback to a four-year deal. It's worth over $57 million and includes a fifth-year option. Mendoza was the number one draft pick this year after he started 26 by winning the national championship with the Indiana Hoosiers. Speaking of Nevada sports, Mark Cuban, you might remember him from the Dallas Mavericks and the TV show Shark Tank. He apparently has taken up a 5% stake in the Oakland A's, which are the Sacramento A's, which are going to become the Las Vegas A's at some point, we think. It's not clear why that Mark Cuban has taken up that stake. FM News Talk Time, it is 12:12. Now with more, let's go back to Jerry.
Thank you, Greg. In a post on X by Bridget Fertig and reposted at 991 FM Talk, in a Senate hearing, Trump campaign attorney Jesse Benal presented evidence of widespread voter fraud in Nevada. 4,000 illegal immigrants voted in Nevada. 1,500 dead people voted. 19,000 non-residents of Nevada voted. 42,000 people in Nevada voted more than once. 8,000 ballots came from non-existent addresses. 15,000 ballots from vacant addresses all voted in the 2020 election. Now, don't you dare question the results of the 2020 election. Republicans have the majority in the Senate, the House, and the presidency, and they cannot pass the Save America Voting Act as law. The expansion of Lake Link is now official across Lake Tahoe South Shore. Lake Link is a fare-free, on-demand microtransit service and is touted as improving mobility, reducing congestion, and providing convenient transportation options for everyone who likes, lives, works, and visits the South Shore. Lake Link provides fare-free rides across nearly the entire South Shore, and that includes the top of Kingsbury Grade Road, Zephyr Cove, Lake Tahoe Airport, South Tahoe Y, Gardner Mountain, and the Tahoe Keys. And Lake Link operates 7 days a week with wheelchair-accessible vehicles and no fare for riders, Sunday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. And you can learn more about Lake Link and download the app, of course, podcast to follow, TahoeLakeLink.com. It's going to be a hot night in the country. In Yerington, there is a no-nonsense on speeding policy in force. There are lower speed limits this year, and the first day of targeted enforcement on the roads leading to the venue saw over 100 stops in 6 hours. You are forewarned. FM News Talk Time is 12:14.
Let's get you moving. KKFT traffic on your noon news.
We have an injury collision outside of Silver Spring, specifically at Highway 50 and the Ramsey Weeks cutoff. That's the second injury collision we've had in that area this week. Otherwise, in Reno, Sparks, Gardnerville, around the lake, we're doing pretty darn well right now. Just watch out for all the construction zones. Let me remind you that Wild West Chevrolet is your home of the $99 diesel oil change. I mean, why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only 99 simoleons at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. It's a little warmer today. 90 in Sparks and Carson City, 91 in Yerington, 78 degrees in South Lake Tahoe. Here's a look at your weekend forecast.
Mostly sunny skies, breezy conditions, risky conditions for fire potential. Well into the 90s today and tomorrow, mid-90s, Sunday and Monday. Weather brought to you by RE/MAX Gold agent Mary Jo Brummer and the Brummer Group. You can hire Mary Jo as your agent in Northern Nevada. She listens, cares, and delivers. 721-5905. Following the new news, it's Guy Benson on FM News Talk.
from the Keystone CPAs News Studios. This is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
If your AC isn't working during the Reno summer, you and your family feel it. LT Automotive repairs and recharges your AC so you can drive in comfort. Beat the heat this summer. LT Automotive, 669 Linden Street. Mention KKFT.
For a limited time while supplies last, you can get a free furnace with the purchase of an air conditioner from Capital Control Systems. Yes, a free furnace when you buy an air conditioner for the same price. If you have a furnace 20 years or older, now's the time to buy. Limited supply available. Can't afford it? No problem. Financing is available on approved credit. This promotion won't last long. Don't wait. Call today.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer. Capital Control Systems.
Hi, George here, the owner of the Carson Antiques and Collectibles Mall, open every day starting at 10 a.m. Now, I'm going on vacation, so here's one of my great vendors to tell you all about what's going on while I'm gone.
Okay, George, I can handle this without you. Listen, we're having a Boss's Finally Gone sale starting now through July 29th. All of George's stuff is 60% off, even firm items. And trust me, we'll point them out for you. He has way too much. Please help. Again, from now till July 29th. Remember, 60% off at the Carson Antiques and Collectibles Mall.
Brothers Windows is celebrating 250 years of America by extending their best financing ever.
24 months of 0% interest. That's 2 years of no interest on approved credit and up to $1,000 off on new windows and doors.
Family was everything to Poppy and Mama from Madrid, Spain, and in 1967, they brought their 9 children to California to pursue the American dream and give their children greater opportunities to succeed in life.
And in 1994, Brothers Windows began. Built on the values instilled by their parents, the business grew to include the whole family.
9 brothers and sisters always committed to their customers' satisfaction.
Highest standards in expert workmanship, quality products, integrity pricing, Brothers has installed over 1 million windows.
And for 32 years, they've always backed their lifetime warranty.
60% of their customers come from referrals. Brothers is the window company we trust, and you should too. Get a free no-pressure estimate during this 24 months no-interest offer.
Go to brotherswindows.com. Learn more about the 24 months no-interest offer. Brotherswindows.com. That's brotherswindows.com.
Steve's Water Heater Installation. No need to hesitate. Just call 351-6047 for all your water heater needs. All types of water heaters, propane, gas, electric, tankless, whatever. Call my competitors and find out how affordable I really am. You'll be happy to find out that Steve's Water Heater Installation at 351-6047 is the smart choice.
You make it to Virginia City, but now your engine sounds like a high noon shootout. LT the Superdog has you covered. From starters to batteries, LT Automotive gets you moving again, cowpoke. LT Automotive, 669 Linden Street. Mention KKFT.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
Strong winds and low humidity this weekend. I'm John Potter for the Noon News. The National Weather Service Reno office calls it critical fire weather. Another red flag warning starts at 1 o'clock this afternoon, covering pretty much all of western Nevada, including Reno, Sparks, Carson City, Carson Valley, down to State Line Tahoe. Also northeast California, including Susanville. This red flag warning ends at 9 o'clock tomorrow night. A fire weather watch then takes over Sunday afternoon and evening. Now, that might get upgraded to a red flag warning, as that has happened in the past couple of watches lately. Good news? Well, there's not much lightning expected with this system. I'm John Potter for the Noon News on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
And it is our top local story at 12:20 here, a sickening case of animal cruelty in Reno.
According to investigators, the suspect was accused of adopting kittens and later recording videos depicting the animals being killed. The suspect was also recently arrested by the San Francisco Police Department in connection with this ongoing investigation before returning to the Reno area.
Reno Police Officer Hunter Mercurio says William Olson was tracked to his home off Stewart Street and Holcomb Avenue in downtown Reno yesterday. Police say he held up inside for quite some time.
Officers made repeated announcements over a loudspeaker and attempted to contact the suspect by phone without success. Believing the suspect remained inside, officers entered the residence. With assistance from the Reno Police Department's mobile engagement team and the Washoe County Sheriff's Office K-9 unit, The suspect was located inside the residence and taken into custody without incident.
Mercurio says Olson faces a number of charges. A number of charges also facing a man accused of starting the Huffaker Hills fire that fire crews made sure stayed small. It could have been much worse, though, and the suspect ran from the scene shortly after RPD says he started the fire.
Officers quickly responded and through the course of their investigation developed information that led them to a nearby local hospital where they located the suspect. Evidence gathered during the investigation further connected the individual to the incident. The suspect was identified as 47-year-old David Atterbury.
Officer Mercurio says Atterbury was found inside the hospital ER. He did not go quietly.
After he was medically cleared, officers attempted to take him into custody. While officers were placing Atterbury under arrest, he attempted to flee and assaulted an officer. Following a brief struggle, officers safely took him into custody before transporting him to the Washoe County Detention Facility.
FM News Talk Time, 1221.
And a Joe... Greg text in and he said, you need to, I think this is more directed to Phil, you need to start your traffic report today with no accident today at 580 and 50. Thank you, Joe. But remember, day's not over yet. Don't mean to jinx it, but you can always text us with a question, with a comment. It is simple. 775-884-9910. And Scott Pelley is still out sick today as well. Tahoe Forest Products, LLC, will receive $50 million to expand timber processing capabilities at its Carson City location. Quoting, thanks to the leadership of Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins and President Trump, USDA is partnering with lending institutions to make this substantial investment in new and upgraded timber processing equipment for Tahoe Forest Products, LLC. That's from State Director Alida Cabellos. This investment supports sustainable timber harvesting that improves forest health, reduces wildfire risk, and strengthens rural prosperity by creating jobs for hardworking Americans. Tahoe Forest Products will shift from raw material production to finished lumber for sale to retail distributors and large-scale construction markets. They are up in Vegas, maybe soon here in northern Nevada. A sign that reads, Gavin Newsom endorses Aaron Ford. Next to the words is a picture of Nevada's AG, Aaron Ford, and California's governor, Gavin Newsom. Those signs did not come from Aaron Ford's campaign. They came from Better Nevada PAC, political action committee that supports Joe Lombardo. Small print on the bottom of each sign explains that the image was altered and that neither campaign approved it. Here are some special events this weekend you might want to take advantage of. Hot August Nights kicks off tonight in V.C. That's Virginia City. Sierra Nevada Ballet, free performance of Coppelia at the Pioneer Center tomorrow night. Art Town and Gardnerville Rancher Days is going on in Douglas County. As of May of this year, about 80,000 electric vehicles were registered with DMV in Nevada. Apparently, they have more patience than most. And that puts Nevada number 5 in the country on a per capita basis, according to virtualcapitalist.com. And speaking of the DMV, our Keystone CPA's new news poll is still up. We'll get it changed by Monday. But right now, Nevada's DMV is not looking too good in your opinion. What do you think of Nevada's DMV? How would you rate it? Options are fantastic, no votes for fantastic. Good, about 13%. Bad, about 27%. And horrible, 60%. Traffic and weather together. A hot one going into the weekend is coming up. It is 1225.
Now, a check on traffic on your new news, KKFT.
Still no traffic collisions where 50, 395, and 80 merge in South Carson City. However, there is an injury collision on Highway 50 at the Ramsey Weeks cutoff. That has traffic slowed down on 50 in both directions. Be prepared for some delays. In Reno, we have a whole bunch of construction, specifically on Interstate 80, eastbound and westbound, between the California state line going all the way over to the Spaghetti Bowl. Be prepared. Give yourself a little extra time. It is 90 degrees in Reno, 92 in in Dayton, 91 in Smith Valley, 77 degrees in Incline Village. Here's a look at your weekend weather. A
little breezier condition for today and tomorrow. That's why we have the red flag warning until 9 o'clock tonight. We're going to see the easing of the wind and a little bit of the temperature, mid-90s by Sunday, after upper 90s, close to 100 for the next couple of days. Weather brought to us by RE/MAX Gold Agent Mary Jo Brummer and the Brummer Group. She listens, cares, and delivers. Call 721-5905. Coming up at 3 on FM News Talk, it's Lars Larson.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Thin nylon covers may be okay for temporary storage, but why risk it? Nevada's harsh climate can wreck your valuable boat or RV. BAM RV and Boat Storage is the smart option. Close to Tahoe and the Carson Airport, they offer 24/7 gated access, heated units, 30 amps of power, on-site water, and a dump station. With large enclosed units to fit any boat or RV, choose BAM RV and Boat Storage. 5969 Morgan Mill Road in Carson. BAMRVBoatStorage.com.
At Carson City Trailer, we have the solutions to keep you working or playing. Whether it's utility, equipment, dump, or horse trailers, we have what you need. Also, be sure to take advantage of our fully stocked parts department, and if you currently own a trailer, be sure to take advantage of our full service department. Carson City Trailer, 6441 Highway 50 East, 885-7444. Again, that's 885-7444.
The lights on for this Coast to Coast AM.
Rolling along into Friday, it's our special guest host Richard Serrett with his guest paranormal investigator Lon Strickler, followed by those classic Friday night into Saturday morning open lines right here on Coast to Coast AM.
And remember to lock the door too when Coast to Coast AM is on.
Live tonight at 10 on your FM News Talk station.
Now, your new news sports update on KKFT.
Local girl makes good. Reed alum Gabby Williams, a WNBA All-Star for the second time, but this year is the first she's been a starter. The Golden State Valkyries forward is having a career year and will be starting for Team Coop in the WNBA All-Star game this weekend. The winner's bracket for Reno National in the State Little League Tournament in Southern Nevada, Summerlin. Reno pounded Elko 19-0 yesterday. The game was called because of the 10-run rule after four innings. Aces face Tacoma again tonight. Lost last night 7-2. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the new news on FM News Talk.
KKFT. This is your new news. Local, live, and happening now.
FM News Talk time. It is 12:29. Good afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neff. Glad you're with us. Well, what's in a name? It's an update to a story we told you about yesterday. EDON, or the Economic Development Authority of Western Nevada, has changed its name to Northern Nevada Now.
We're the same organization. We're so proud of the work we do on behalf of this region. But 45 years later, our region has matured, and the look and feel of our organization needed to mature with it.
Taylor Adams is the head of the group. He says it will really help get more economic development to come to our area. El Nino is coming this winter, and it's said to be a strong one. Typically, that means a rough winter.
If we look back at some of those events in 82, 83, we had well above normal precipitation here in Reno, and it was a near record snow year in the Sierra with Mount Rose and the Central Sierra Snow Lab receiving almost their record values.
Nevada State climatologist Baker Perry says, though, don't start waxing those skis just yet.
These El Nino events tend to be a little warmer, though, and so that does increase the probability of rain at lower elevations and higher snow levels in some of these storms as well.
FM News Talk covers Northern Nevada after Fox News covers the nation and the world. It's 12:30.
Fox News, at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Oil prices falling today for the first time in a week. The drop comes despite the ongoing fighting in Iran and its impact on shipping in the region. Fox's Steve Harrigan.
Ship traffic through the Strait of Hormuz really almost at a complete standstill. Just three ships a day for the past 3 days passing through that strait. And this happens as U.S. forces continue to grind away night after night, attacking Iranian military positions.
Last night, U.S. military carrying out a 13th straight night of attacks on Iran. The nation's busiest train station could get a name change.
It's part of an $8 billion redesign of New York's Penn Station. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy is urging senators to also rename the train hub. The request did not include suggestions for a new name, but Duffy has indicated he'd like to see the station named for President Trump.
Fox's Jared Halpern, America's listening to Fox News.
Twelve 31 here on FM News Talk from the Is This Really a Good Idea file. Lawmakers in Sacramento are considering bringing back the grizzly bear, or at least studying whether it's possible. The grizzly bear has been gone from California for more than a century, but a bill in Sacramento would have the Department of Fish and Wildlife study whether the species could one day return. Supporters, that includes environmental groups, the Sierra Club, say grizzlies could improve ecosystems and restore a missing part of California's natural heritage. Opponents, including ranchers and a lot of rural lawmakers in our area, argue the state is already struggling to manage wolves, mountain lions, and black bears, and adding another predator, well, they don't think that's such a great idea. The proposal would only authorize a feasibility study, the bill awaiting action in the General Assembly when lawmakers return to Sacramento next month. Meantime, did you know that there's a voter ID initiative in California? Yeah, it's heading for the November ballot, but the biggest fight right now is not over the plan itself. It's over how it's being described to voters. The Attorney General's office has issued the new ballot title and summary for Prop 39. It states that the measure would prohibit voting without government-issued ID. Supporters say that language is politically loaded and designed to discourage support. The AG's office says the wording accurately reflects what the measure would do. The measure would require ID for in-person voting, identifying information for mail ballots, and citizen verification. We'll see if that does indeed pass. Well, earlier we told you about a new immersive exhibit featuring Iron Mike Tyson opening up at the Flamingo. This does appear to be something a lot of people are interested in.
Lend me your ears and I'll sing. The Iron Mike Legacy, the Mike Tyson immersive experience, is based on the life of the former heavyweight boxing champ. Caesar says the attraction will explore the boxer's life through seven rooms of augmented reality, virtual reality, holograms, and projection mapping technologies. Tyson himself says the attraction touches on all the highs and lows of his life. Tickets for the attraction go on sale August 5th, and prices range from $59 to $129. I'm Michael Kastner.
You know you've made it if you have an immersive experience. FM News Talk 1233.
If you've got the skills, Chromalloy has the opportunity. A global leader in aerospace manufacturing, Chromalloy in Carson City is hiring quality inspectors, welders, metalworkers, and electronic technicians. Enjoy competitive pay, one of the area's best wage packages, a sign-on bonus, and benefits starting your very first day. Take your career to the next level. Watch for the next Chromalloy job fair or apply now at Chromalloy.com. Your future takes flight at Chromalloy.
Need top-notch equipment for your landscaping project? Wharton Concrete Forming Supply has you covered. From the biggest pieces of machinery to the smallest tools, Wharton has it all. Our rental and repair department ensures that you're never left stranded. Open 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday, we're here to keep your projects on track. Why Wharton? Because we have what the others don't. The biggest selection of equipment rentals. Call us today at 775-241-9494. Wharton Concrete Forming Supply, where your projects meet their perfect match. 40 Industrial Parkway in Mound House.
This is Rick and Heather Collip with Reno Academy Combat and Rack Guns and Ammo. At Rack, we specialize in self-defense. We are in a chain store with a bunch of salespeople that don't know self-defense and could sell you a gun that can get you killed.
At Rack, we have built an actual self-defense center where you can try a gun before you buy it, learn how to use it, get your CCW, and learn how to actually defend yourself.
At Rack, we specialize in everything to save you and your family's lives. Don't settle for anything less.
Rack Guns and Ammo, 1410 East Prater Way.
Nothing but sunshine and mild temperatures, actually a little above our seasonal averages until the into the weekend when we drop into the low 90s. Weather brought to us by RE/MAX Gold agent Mary Jo Brummer and the Brummer Group. You can hire Mary Jo as your agent in Northern Nevada. She listens, cares, and delivers. 721-5905. Today at 5, Mark Van Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
Now, the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news, KKFT.
A check on nearby current wildland fires. I'm John Potter for the new news. It's been a busy week. Right now, today, crews are turning the corner on the enormous Biscar fire that spread into North Washoe County from California. It scorched 109 square miles of grass, brush, and timber. Containment is now up to 68%. Evacuation warnings have been lifted, and fire crews are constructing containment lines on the Nevada side of the fire. But there are worries about the hot, dry, and increasingly windy weather this weekend. The north end of Washoe County has a new fire also near the Oregon border. 58 acres burned there. And the Elephant Fire is now 98% contained. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
KKFT. Money, markets, and local business. Your new news.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are mixed in afternoon trading. The Dow is higher, but the tech-heavy Nasdaq is wavering as AI spending fears keep tech under pressure. The Magnificent Seven big-cap tech stocks are mostly higher, but lower for the week. On Thursday, the Mag Seven stocks collectively lost nearly $800 billion in market value, fueled by investors' concerns about ballooning AI spending. Chip stocks continue to retreat. However, software stocks are rising as investors rotate away from chips. And Charter Communication stocks is falling 6%. The cable operator posted better than expected second quarter earnings, but said more of its Spectrum Internet subscribers exited their contracts last quarter. And Verizon stock is up 3%. The wireless carrier reported better than expected earnings and raised its guidance. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
12:38 right here on FM News Talk. Glad you're with us here on this Friday. Final approach to your weekend. Time right now for today's Moment with Mike. Mike Bosma from Keystone CPAs joins us in studio right now, as he always does, to talk about your money and how you can squeeze every little red cent right out of that green dollar bill. Mike, how are you, sir?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I like how you put that. That's awesome. So let's talk about, you know, something that you and I have discussed in depth. Selling your business. If you're a small business owner, I guess you build this business up, you work for it, maybe you pass it off to your family, maybe you don't, maybe you sell it. And I guess this is a question that you ask a lot of your clients. Would your business sell tomorrow? That's a hypothetical because they're not going to sell it tomorrow per se, but maybe in a week or two or month or whatever.
Well, and I'll tell you, the thing that I encourage people to do when they decide, you know, do they have a real business? You know, not a entrepreneur, an entrepreneur. Is can you take a sabbatical? Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's the middle of summer. Could you take 3 months off? Okay. What would happen if you took 3 months off to your business? If it would crater and tank, you don't have a business.
Okay.
And, you know, we have a little test you can take that KeystoneExitPartners.com, kind of the take you a minute, but like 5 minutes, but it's just, are you exit ready? And it doesn't matter if you're ready to sell your business. It's just, it takes time to decide, oh, how would my business run without me? Entrepreneurs, bootstrapped, great state of Nevada. That's how we do things here.
Sure.
You know, the owner does everything. Chief cook and bottle washer. So the other thing is that people get a little over their skis on is recurring revenue. So if you have a service business, does a check come in every month? Generally not. You ever wonder why those media advertising companies have a retainer?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, it's because their business is worth more if they have monthly revenue that comes in. And then, you know, the bigger part of it is, can you tell me if you're making money?
Well, I would hope so. I mean,
but I'd say more than half. business owners, the only way they know how much money that how much money they're making is how much money is in their bank account, not a profit and loss.
That doesn't sound like a very good measurement at all.
It's a terrible. Okay. It's terrible. So that's why it's like these simple things that you can slightly course correct and say, okay, now I have a real business. Because I'll tell you what, when you have a real business, it's bankable.
Okay.
You can sleep at night. There, you have certainty in your business.
Is that the professional line of demarcation that you have a good night's sleep if your business is, you know, running?
Exactly, right? It's like, I know this thing is going to happen. If I decide to take a day off, it's not going to change it. The machine works because it's a machine, not because it's your blood, sweat, and tears.
So autopilot is a very good thing.
Autopilot is your friend.
Oh, I like the sound of that. All right. Something I wanted to run by you here real quickly while we have a chance. Fidelity Investments is estimating a $185,000 price tag on healthcare and medical expenses for new retirees. Let's say you retire today. You got a bill coming due of $185,000 if you're an average American. A 65-year-old retiring this year can expect to spend that sum through their golden years, which is more than double what it did in 2002. They're assuming everybody's enrolled in Medicare Parts A, B, and D. That sounds like a lot of money, especially if you have Medicare.
Well, right. That's what your out-of-pocket is. And so I think there's two parts of that I'd like to weigh in on. One is you could, like Greg, you're a young guy. You could basically structure your life so that you don't have any money.
Okay.
But you have wealth, but it's just not in your side of the equation. You can do that through an irrevocable trust that has your wealth in it. So, because Medicaid, you know what your medical costs are on if you're Medicaid?
I'm not on it, so I couldn't tell you.
It's zero.
All right.
Okay, so $186,000 versus zero.
All right.
But Medicaid only works if it's needs tested. Do you have assets? I don't have assets. Well, guess what? If you have a trust that has its own trustee, not you, and that it's not included in the calculation if you qualify for Medicaid. Mm-hmm. So but you have to do that now. You can't do that right before you get on Medicaid. Number two, and I say even more importantly, a lot of people, I talked to a couple just right before the show, 67 years old, getting ready to retire, hallelujah. And they've done no retirement planning. I mean, they have a pile of money in the bank.
Sure.
But I said, you know how much money you start pulling this money out of your IRA that's taxable to you? How much money you're going to pay more in Medicare Part B because now you're making all this money? And they're like, I had no idea it matters. It matters.
Huh.
Okay, now your Social Security is all going to be taxable. So if you had it to do perfectly, what you would do is you wouldn't have any taxable income because all your money's already in a Roth. So you don't pay more Medicare. You don't pay any income on your Roth. And that means your Social Security is not taxable. Mm-hmm. You get 100% pass on Social Security being taxable if you have no earned income. So that or no other income. So that's why I say the planning has to start, like, for you, Greg.
Yeah.
Today.
Okay, I'll get right on that as soon as the show is clear. And let me just say this to you. You know, if you don't know anything about retirement, yes, you need to start planning. Yes, you need to do your homework. Yes, you need to put in the time. And Mike can help you do that. So can his staff. 775-786-4900. 775-786-4900. Free one-hour consultation. I've seen it in person. It's magical. You got to come on in and watch him work. He can help you save money. Mike, we will talk again on Monday.
I'm looking forward to it, Greg. Have a great weekend.
You too. Today's Moment with Mike and Keystone CPAs. It's 1244.
And a couple of quick comments. Jeff in Reno says, I would have to give our DMV a vote of bad, but not horrible. Also makes a comment regarding a story that we did 3 or 4 weeks ago regarding grizzly bears. California is considering reintroducing the grizzly bear. They could introduce the first one down on the river at one of the homeless camps. Jeff. Shame. A personal experience. This is from Joe with fraud voting. I was watching TV at work in the break room. Sisolak, our former governor, was making a speech. A cleaning woman that worked at that plant said, and he's saying that he was sure that she was not a U.S. citizen. She pops up and says, oh, I vote for him. Motor voter registration, ? And that cleaning lady has since moved back to Guatemala. In the Life's Not Fair news bin, which I wrote this myself. It's not a news story, but if you and it goes back to what we've been talking about regarding property taxes and basically the government owning you and everything you own for the rest of your life. Even if you reach the success of now owing or not owing anything on your home and realizing that you don't own the home, the government does, or thinking that Medicare is free, Medicare is mandated, limited, quote, health insurance coverage. It's required by the government with a supplemental plan, or you, if you don't get it, will pay a penalty for the rest of your life. Call that free. We have, as a society, basically fallen into the weakling trap. And the weakling trap is just accepting that life is unfair and living with it. Now, look at your property tax bill that you just received. Every county will have its pet projects or do-gooder taxes that you're forced to pay. And for example, I live in Douglas County. I pay over $400 a year for the East Fork swimming pool. Now, that's not a lot annually, but after 23 years, I realize I've paid over $9,000 for this swimming pool. And I've been there three, maybe four times for $9,000. Over $2,000 a year goes into the county general, whatever that is. And if you own a lot with no water, no sewer hookups, no services needed, except if there was a fire, well, why are you paying for social services? What are social services? I don't think I've ever used any social services in Douglas County. If you homeschool or pay for private school, never had any kids at all in local schools, then why do you pay for the nearly worst public schools in the nation to begin with? That's over $3,000 a year for me. And it's bad enough that you have to pay for something you never use or used, but you pay for other people to use those horrible services. And for the past 20 years, you're paying for the indoctrination of your kids. And that, my fellow citizen of Nevada, is socialism to a T. It's going to be 99.1 throughout Northern Nevada this weekend. The Weekend with John Potter tomorrow will feature Derek Lee and comedian Bob Zaney. Now, what else could he be with a name like Zaney? Kind of like Flake and Crapo. I know it's pronounced Crapo. Flake and Crapo for politicians. And also this weekend on Nevada Backcountry, the local hunting, fishing, and conservation show, Bats with Rabies. We did that story yesterday. They're here. Fires currently affecting hunting areas. Maximum point blank range. What that is and why I like it. Quote unquote Henry Evans and Dave Catalano back on the show. And that's on Sunday from 11 to noon. John Potter's Weekend Live and Local, 9 a.m. to noon tomorrow right here at 99.1. FM News Talk time is 1248.
Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Traffic.
Things are much improved in Silver Springs. They're still working that injury collision at Highway 50 and Ramsey Weeks cutoff, but traffic is getting through there much better. Still no collision where 80, 50, and 395, a 580 rather, come together in Carson City. And we're doing A-OK in Reno, Sparks, and in Yerington. Let me remind you that Wild West Chevrolet is your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. It's 92.3 degrees in Sparks and in Wellington, 91 in Minden, 77 degrees at Emerald Bay. Here's a look at your weather forecast.
Mostly sunny skies, breezy conditions, risky conditions for fire potential. Well into the 90s today and tomorrow, mid-90s, Sunday and Monday. Weather brought to you by RE/MAX Gold agent Mary Jo Brummer and the Brummer Group. You can hire Mary Jo as your agent in Northern Nevada. She listens, cares, and delivers. 721-5905. Following the new news, it's Guy Benson on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your new news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Did you know you can tap into your home equity with a reverse mortgage and never have to make a monthly mortgage payment? If you have questions regarding a home equity line of credit versus a home equity conversion mortgage, I have the answers. Call me, Patricia Wood, with American Pacific Mortgage. I have over 17 years of experience in working with clients age 62 and over. I'm your local reverse mortgage specialist. Call me at 775-954-0366, NMLS 243849.
At a time when so many parents are worried about what their children are learning or not learning, there's a different path right here in Reno, the Church at Reno's Academy, where students receive a Bible-based education rooted in faith, discipline, patriotism, and academic excellence. It isn't the chaos of the county schools. It's structure, respect, purpose. Students are challenged with rigorous academics, supported with strong moral foundations, and something almost forgotten in modern education, taught cursive writing. Why? Because students continue to show cursive improves memory, comprehension, and cognitive development. Don't forget, America's founding documents are all written in cursive. If your child or grandchild needs an alternative to the confusion and declining standards in Washoe County, look no further than the Church at Reno Academy. Faith, freedom, academic excellence. Go to thechurchatreno.com for more information.
Had a car accident? Take a breath. At Carson Auto Body, we make the repair process simple and stress-free. We're your local, trusted auto body shop, located in Carson City, right next to the train museum. From minor dents to major collision repairs, our experienced and friendly team handles it all. We work directly with your insurance, so you can get back on the road faster and with confidence. Call 775-297-3366. Carson Auto Body. Quality repairs you can trust, right here in Carson City.
When you need tree service, don't call a couple of guys with chainsaws. Call Northern Nevada's most equipped tree service. Call Battle Born Tree Service. Battle Born Tree Service has three certified arborists on staff with OSHA 10 and 30 cards. And most importantly, they hold above industry liability insurance, which means no matter the size of your job, you're covered. And there's no job they can't do. When Battle Born shows up, it's like a tree army with an Alltech 75-foot elevator bucket truck. Attract. Carlton 75 horsepower stump grinder, a 19-inch capacity bandit chipper, multiple compact track loaders, wheeled skid steers, big wheel loaders, and much, much more. Battle Born Tree Service can do in a day what it takes the other guys three or more days to do. For commercial and residential service and maintenance, hire an army, a tree army. Battle Born Tree Service. Call 775-232-8243. 775-232-8243.
KKFT. Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
The White House Correspondents' Dinner returns tonight with stepped-up security in a new location.
Probably the main event tonight is going to be President Trump's speech. And News Nation got a small preview of it with the White House press secretary telling us, quote, the president's speech will be a combination of unifying yet vicious and serious yet hilarious. All at the same time, it will be entertaining. Also, part of the festivities tonight will be scholarships being given out and journalism awards. But again, the president's speech probably going to be the biggest thing to watch out for. And we expect that to take place shortly before 9 p.m. Eastern time.
And that is News Nation's Tom Dempsey. Well, are you on a GLP-1? Listen up. Popular weight loss drugs may have dual benefits for both users and the economy.
According to a new study published by the National Bureau of Economic Research, GLP-1 medications have resulted in employees taking 17% less long-term sick leave. The reduced use of sick time translated to savings of up to 1.5% of a worker's salary. The weight loss drugs have soared in popularity, and ongoing research suggests the medications could have other positive impacts, including reduced risk of cardiovascular disease and some cancers. I'm Wendy Swanson.
FM News Talk Time, 12:54.
When President Abraham Lincoln was criticized for supporting General Ulysses S. Grant's command during the Civil War, Lincoln flatly stated, "I cannot spare this man. He fights." When Grant's rivals petitioned for his removal on grounds of excessive drinking, Lincoln said, "If it makes fighting men like Grant, then find out what he drinks and send a case to each of my commanders." Lincoln's confidence in his general proved to be correct, and in 1865, the Civil War finally came to its end. This has been A Penny for Your Thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air.
Everybody enjoys the return of warm weather and outdoor fun. Lincoln Heating's recommended drink for the summer is fresh-squeezed lemonade. But if high temperatures, allergens, and smoke from wildfires have you dreading the summer, call us now for relief at 359-1985 or find us at lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Your garage door doesn't have to look plain. Create one that'll have your home looking fantastic with George & Sons Garage Doors. Build and personalize your garage door, and George & Sons will make it come to life. Right now, get $250 off any new two-car garage door and $150 off any new one-car garage door. Call today, 775-324-DOOR, and check out georgeandsonsdoors.com.
Why pay more? Call 324-DOOR, George & Sons Garage Doors.
You've just finished paying all of your bills. You're even putting something in savings every month. You're dressing better, looking better. Your friends have even noticed the new you. That's because you are a professional advertising salesperson at the Evans Broadcast Company. You receive professional training on a regular basis. You have a supportive team to back you up and a manager who wants to help you succeed. Calling Evans Broadcast at 884-8000 was the best move you've ever made.
Are you looking for an affordable, fully equipped space for your next training or board meeting? Want to change a veteran's life at the same time? Rent a training or boardroom from Adoptive Vet Dental. Our modern rooms come with state-of-the-art AV and conferencing equipment, ideal for professional trainings, workshops, and board meetings. Our rates are competitive, the lowest in town, and all proceeds go straight to patient care. Visit AdoptiveVetDental.org to see available rooms, pricing, and book today.
Back to your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
It is 12:57 and it is 91 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Big news from the sports world today. He's taking his talents to the city of brotherly love after weeks of speculation. NBA star LeBron James says he's heading to Philadelphia to play for the 76ers. Who would have thought that?
In a social media post, James said, in part, "I still want to compete, to win, and to have a chance at the feeling of winning another championship." He also said he wasn't doing it for the money. ESPN reports he signed a two-year deal worth about $8 million. For comparison, he made about $53 million last year with the Lakers. He joins a team with a solid core that includes newly acquired All-Star Jalen Brown, the returning Tyrese Maxey and Joel Embiid, and a promising young guard in VJ Edgecombe.
And that's Rob LaFrance. The 76ers have not won a championship since 1983 when Moses Malone, Maurice Cheeks, and the Dr. J, the good doctor, Julius Erving, were able to get on the court. And this makes one, two, three, four teams for LeBron. Last I checked. Interesting. 12:58 right here on the news at noon. And let's head back over to Jerry.
Okay, let's get Jerry awake and off his phone reading texts. I tell you, when you get older and when you have so many guns that you forget where you got a particular gun, it's an inside baseball story going back and forth with Henry right now as to what guns we have, what guns or a gun his daughter is going to use on her upcoming antelope hunt. Anyway, that has nothing to do with the noon news. The noon news is Monday through Friday from 12 p. to 1 p. with Greg Neff, John Potter with featured stories, Phil Galbraith with the traffic, and Craig Swope with local sports. We thank you for joining us this week. Try to stay cool this weekend and enjoy. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you back here Monday on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Guy Benson Show is coming up next.
I'm well on my way to my dreams coming true, and I'm getting to do it with you. Feels so nice when the people sing along, singing along with the banjo.
First with Fox, first on FM 99.1 KKFT, Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City, a service of the Evans Broadcast Company.